All right, cool. So basically, what was your project? You said it was a cryptogram solver, but what does that really mean for someone who doesn't know a whole lot about computers?
All right, so for anyone who doesn't know what a cryptogram is, first of all, it's a puzzle where it's called a substitution cipher, where each letter is replaced with a different letter throughout the puzzle, and the goal of the person trying to solve it is to replace each letter or find out what each letter is replacing to figure out what the original message was. What my program does is it takes a cryptogram that someone wants to input into the program, mm-hmm. and what it does is provide a user-friendly interface to solve the cryptogram, and if the user wants to, they can ask the program to sort of help them solve it by giving suggestions and helping them through the process and eventually making it a lot easier to solve the problem.
Nice. So it's kind of like a code-breaking kind of thing, right?
It's a code-breaking type thing. It's a combination of a puzzle and of like a game type thing and a tool. It puts like an interesting change on solving normal cryptograms by hand and makes it a little more interesting, in my opinion.
So what languages did you write this in? Or like, how did CS50, say, help you really create this product?
It actually helped a lot. It completely runs on C. It runs on ncurses, which is a program that we use for one of our problem sets. Mm-hmm. And it also utilizes some other functions that we had to implement for other problem sets, like, for instance, a dictionary. Uploading a dictionary and checking words, that's something that we had to do for problem set and that I made use of in this program. And it's a tool that, like, you know, I just sitting in my room, and really it's kind of neat to sort of just pick it up and try solving cryptograms with it. It's interesting.
So this is the last question. It's one we haven't asked yet, but how does it feel to be done with all of this and see all of your hard work come to this amazing end?
Well, I definitely say CS50 is probably the best classic of the semester, but also the one that took absolutely the most amount of work to get things done the way that I really wanted them to get done. So it's bittersweet. You know, I'm glad it's over, that, you know, I sort of take a break now from programming, but I'm actually really interested in taking computer science further now, and I have CS50 to thank for that, so that's cool.
Nice. Well, good luck with that, and thanks for the interview.